If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
I told you the story about the women in Michigan. We'll see what happens. I think they deserve compensation when the person that owned the Airbnb, according to their attorney, did not check to see if there were bats in the attic. They found inches thick guano in the attic and urine from bats running down the walls in the basement. They had an infestation. You put it up as an Airbnb, they say, you'd better make sure that doesn't happen. And then the bats just swarmed on the ladies, and some of them drew blood. So they need to get their money back. And the guy said, your room's comped, plus dinner out. But that wasn't enough. They want medical, they want their money back, and they want emotional damages. And I think they're going to get a lot of money out of that. I'm not usually sympathetic to this sort of thing. On this one, I am. I told that story, and then I got this note. Hey, good morning, King John. I, too, was horrified when I read the story about the bats at the Airbnb. And then this listener goes on to tell us how they went up to Minnesota to pick some apples. They have an old family farmhouse up there, and when they went to stay in the family farmhouse, damage had been done to the roof, and bats had come in. And then he told me the story about how he eradicated the bats. And everybody has a story similar to this. So I got the trusty old large bowl and album cover out and caught him, my heart racing, of course, and delivered him outside. It was no easy task sleeping for the rest of the night. It's kind of what I went through once upon a time. In fact, Sarah Tiemann, who's so good at so many things for us here, sent me the description of what Brenda and I went through a few years back. I posted this on my Facebook page. There are some lousy things that come with being a man, some that come with being a woman. Historically, men went into combat, and as a boy growing up, that notion terrified me. But women have babies, and as a boy growing up, that terrified me too. For those of you keeping score at home, please add to the list of inherent gender-based burdens getting a bat out of the bedroom. Here, as I discovered last night around 11 o'clock, that's a man's work. We were heading up to bed, settling the dogs, turning off the TV. I walked into the bedroom to see a bat flying circles over our bed. It was a surprisingly large one with a wingspan, I felt at the time, similar to that of a pterodactyl. I walked downstairs and told my wife, Brenda, what I had seen, and then I went back upstairs, and from the kitchen, she called up, "I'll get you some gloves." Knowing full well the implication there, I nonetheless called down, "Why?" Knowing full well why I said that, she called back up, "Well, what do you think we should do?" And I said, "Put the house on the market." Flash forward 15 minutes. I have two Weber grill mitts in my hands, an empty 1 gallon ice cream bucket and lid, and it's so cliche, I hate to admit it, but a tennis racket and a small blanket. I'd close the door to the room behind me. The window would not open, so rather than a shooing operation, this would be a catch and release. I was determined not to kill or harm the creature, and was hopeful that it had the same agenda. The bat was now hanging upside down from the blinds in the master bath, and as I approached it to maybe usher it into the bucket, it looked at me and said, "No, that's not how this is going to go down." It went down like this. The bat flew about 50 laps around the room, and I discouraged it with each pass, with a blocking gesture with my racket. I'm sure it was terrified, and after the first couple of loops, I about guanoed my trousers, too. But the more we danced, the more I started to appreciate the little guy. He definitely avoided my blanket tosses. He occasionally rested in a corner or found shelter by the curtains. Finally, exhausted, he flew to the middle of the ceiling and simply came to rest, hanging upside down with one foot. I courageously removed one elbow-long Weber grill mitt and drew a bucket around him. We both squealed. Next, I walked, paraded, some would say, the bucket downstairs, all Ernest Hemingway. Out the door I went, setting the bucket on the ground. And then I opened the lid, and then I ran in place for a little bit with my arms flapping like a hummingbird. Imagine if I were in a Flintstones cartoon episode. That's how I ran. Brenda, who could not be prouder, was back in the kitchen wearing a football helmet and winter coat. She said, "How far away from the house did you release it?" Later, we rested in bed, eyes wide open, listening for the sound of fluttering wings, hoping if we heard them that they would be mine. And that's my bat story.